So I came across a very, very strange story, and that is that in the Ukraine, they have just declared Rosh Hashanah and Pesach to be national holidays.
Really?
Really. True story. And I thought that we needed to chat to the spokesperson for the Jewish community in the Ukraine, Leonard Baratz. A very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to the all South Africa and all your listeners.
Well, good morning to you. This is, you know, we're sitting from where we're sitting when we see a sort of a secular country suddenly deciding that Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, Jewish festivals, or some Jewish festivals, are now going to become national holidays. That's, it seems strange for us, although perhaps it shouldn't, because, you know, Christmas has always been in South Africa a Christian holiday and a national holiday. But give us a bit of a background, just so that we can understand what the situation is in the Ukraine with regard to the Jewish community. How many Jews live there? What's the atmosphere like for Jews? And what led to this decision?
First of all, I should say that not only Rosh Hashanah and Pesach, but also Hanukkah. And before it was declared, we celebrated Hanukkah for the first time in 28 years in Ukrainian House of Parliament with the people deputies. And what is the base for it, you can ask? First of all, we have Jewish president. He is Jewish by Galaha. He is mother in Jewish. And during his election campaign, he didn't hide this fact. And, you know, it's very interesting because some people, maybe in United States or European Union, can say that Ukraine, it seems very anti-Semitic country. Of course, we have not so light story during the Shoah, like every Eastern Europe country, but we have now very tolerant community, very tolerant country, very tolerant people. Also, which is important, we have Rosh Hashanah, the most visited place in the world. We have Rabbi Nachman, Tzadik Nachman, the tombstone, right, and the brewery. That's why many people, even secular people, want to going there on their religious travel on their Rosh Hashanah.
So, so there, obviously the history has been, the history during the Holocaust, during the Shoah was difficult, but today there's a Jewish prime minister. Is it prime minister or president? I'm sorry.
It was a prime minister and president, but now it's only president, but it was also, 2 or 3 months, it was also prime minister Jewish.
Incredible.
So Ukraine was a second country in the world after Israel that all the governors are Jewish.
Incredible. How many Jews live in the Ukraine?
We don't have this exact number for now, but I think it can be almost like 10% of population.
Wow,
but
wow.
We don't
incredibly high.
Some exact numbers.
Right. And in terms of the level of tolerance, obviously, putting the history aside, what is the situation like today for Jews in Ukraine?
You know, it's very good that it's not, different from all other populations. So in Ukraine, I can peacefully walk in the city in kippah, the same as some Muslim people can walk on hijabs, and the same with other people who can walk like other Christians with some crosses. Ukraine is very tolerant now, and it's lucky that we don't have special Jews preferences, and all people can live in the same conditions.
Right. How did it get to this? You know, what changed in the Ukraine to allow for this level of tolerance? Or was it always there, but pockets of intolerance?
I think that it was always, but, some people, they don't like other people that they can't understand. So what's basically changed? We have more information now. We have information about every culture that lives here. In the national television, they usually make some TV seasons and TV series about Jews, about Muslims, about Buddhists. So when people have more information, they start to love people near themselves, because it's actually something that was given us by the High Lord. Because he said that we need to love each other no matter, first, Ahavat Israel, of course, the love to the Jews, but right, also right. We need to love each other. That's why people in Ukraine started to make some information TV programs about every culture, and people start to know and start to love each other.
And what does it mean now that that these days have been declared a national holidays?
Actually, it means that Jewish people can not going to work, can make all this mitzvah that should be in Rosh Hashanah, all the Yom Tov laws. But it's funny that main numbers of the statewide festivals, it's not increased. We have these new festivals like for Hanukkah, Rosh Hashanah and Pesach instead of past Soviet holidays. So the numbers of the statewide festivals, it's not increased. It's just change it. Before we used to celebrate some Soviet holidays, now we are celebrating Jewish, and it's very good.
That's incredible. And are other religions, do other religious holidays for other religions as well? Do they also, are they also national holidays?
Actually, on this decree, there are not only Jewish festivals. There are also Catholic. There are also Muslim. For example, on Muslim holidays, it's Urasa Bayram and Kurban Bayram. One of them was actually some weeks ago, and it was already celebrated like national holiday, which means that also Muslim people can going to his boss and say, sorry, it will be Muslim festival, I will not going on work. And boss say, okay, it's your holiday, congratulations.
Incredible. Before we let you go, what is happening this year with the celebration of Rosh Hashanah in Oman? Obviously, because of the pandemic, it can't be the same as normal years.
Of course, and I can say that we met the mayor of the Oman. He wants to invite these people, but Oman population is very scary about coronavirus. Mm. Not only about Jews, they are just scared about coronavirus. Mm. We have many new cases registered every day, so I think this year it will be not celebrated on the proper scale. Maybe it will be not even evolved. We still didn't have the final decision, but if it will be, it will be only 1,000 people instead of 30,000 that was last year's. We still hope that people will come next year's after corona crisis, because Ukrainian people always welcome Hasids from all over the world that coming to Oman.
And that's where we leave it. It is 8:44. That is the spokesman for the Jewish community of the Ukraine, Leonard Baratz. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us. It's really just amazing to hear from communities around the world and to hear what they are doing.